Hello, Sierra Leoneans. This is Dr. Sylvia Olainka Blyden, the Camto owner, with audio number 002, dated Friday, August 21st, 2020. This is now the second of my audio in the series we are going for the release. The first audio was released on the 19th of August, and then in our audio 001. Now, I may not promise for issue this audio out yesterday, but there was a delay because a lot of people then where I respect them in the same boku audios them to me with different people they make when they urge me, say, oh, listen to this one. So I decided that since so many people they urge me for listening to some of these audios, make a listen them, pause me on audio number 002. And make her just listen to other audios then, yeah? So I did that and it went beyond. I was listening to the audio then till it go beyond midnight. And I just listened and I got tired. I said, well, it already passed midnight. Make a rest. And in the morning, I go do the fresh audio, which is why the delay. And it is good because this morning, I see one or two other fresh audios then. We also help for, like, let me know people then reactions, people then commentary based on that me audio of August 19th. That is audio 001. Well, in audio 002, we're not today on audio. I want for say what thing has happened since I released the audio to now. It's just fantastic. I mean, this is democracy. There's voices are out. People are talking. People are discussing. And I'm very happy. I want everybody, including even the one the way they attack me, for no say I am happy that this discussion has opened up, this dialogue will they get, because this is an ongoing, this is now a national discussion that is opened up. So even on the way they attack me, I want you to know I respect all of you. You have your rights to your opinions. You get a right for attack me because that is what you're expressing, what you feel. Even the way they use gutter language, where they go down to the mommy course level, I respect you. That is what you know. That is your ability. Your style of communication. I respect it. So I'm for reassure everybody on that the rich spectrum of voices, from the radical talk where they make audio and talk all type of talk, and all the way up to the academics, the way they talk, a high academic language on my audio. This is good. It's a wide spectrum. This is democracy at play. Everybody's coming on board and openly expressing themselves. Let's keep it going, guys. Even Una, when are the cowards then? Because there are so many cowards out there. Sending small boys out to come and express their opinion where they get, where they not get mind for come out, like how Dr. Sylvia Blind and get mind for come out, so that they send small boys, even you the cowards then, because on our known self, I respect your cowardice and I respect your opinions that you pass through your boys. Before I continue, let me use this opportunity for apologize to me own big brother when Dr. Anes Baikoma, when the legitimate chairman and leader of the All People's Congress, for anything I say we might not offend them. I don't feel say I talk anything really way for offend them so bad. But if he so feel offended, let me use this opportunity for apologize to him and tell him say what you they do, I believe say not the correct thing. And I'm sorry that you feel hot. If indeed you feel hot, because you not tell me say you feel hot. But if indeed you feel upset, I'm sorry about it. But unfortunately, I am not going to stop because I believe what I am doing is good for Sierra Leone and for our beloved APC party. So I will also apologize to a legitimate deputy chairman and leader, Minkailu Mansare. I apologize to a legitimate national secretary general, Usmani Ansane. And of course, all other legitimate members of we national executive, because they are all in their positions legitimately until October 15th of this year, when tenure the end. So if I feel bad, sorry about it, but I'm not going to stop. I have to do what I am doing. It is a very sacred calling that I think to say I cannot stop. I just get for continue for doing it. I'm looking at the bigger picture. Now, audio number 001, which is the August 19th audio, it lasted over 9 minutes. And out of these 9 minutes, imagine 9 minutes, out of these 9 minutes, I only spent 3 seconds, 3 seconds for mention how the APC leadership were silent when I was in jail. But if you notice, it has become like the crux for some of the responses to me. I mean, you have somebody putting out like almost 20 minutes addressing that 3 second aspect of the silence of the APC. Now, I'm not going to waste time on that. All I'm going to say is that I repeat it. I was let down by Anes Baikoma and the APC leadership. APC leadership meaning Anes Baikoma, Minkailu, Osmani Ansani, and others. They never lifted a finger to assist, and I say this from the bottom of my heart. They also not too hard to talk. They not issue a single press release. If anybody can produce any signed APC press release with somebody in name or in signature that was published throughout the entire time I was held in detention, believe you me, I'd immediately apologize. In fact, I'm gonna say, let the APC sanction me, let them discipline me. But I know say what they talk so not the truth. I was betrayed. I was let down. And that's not how a political party should be run. When you have a team of people which makes up a political party, you don't leave any soldier on the battlefield. You make sure that soldier feels that even when you don't fall as prisoner of war, that soldier knows say that incompetent care about them. And that, in my case, it never happened. So please, at the beguna, at the final, it's a painful thing for me, and at the final, very insulting way on the attempt to make, like, say, Anes Baikoma or Minkailu or Usman Yansone did anything for me. They did nothing. This is just the fact. So please, on a drop this talk for the good of former President Koroma and his executive and their failure in speaking out, in issuing a press release, a legitimate press release. When they hurt me, when they make like say, not to something we matter. It matters. So please, when I don't take and make an issue, when I just mention it for 3 seconds, and I just want to use this opportunity for telling us, just stop it. I was betrayed and it should not happen again. And I hope they will not do it again to any other APC comrade, especially somebody like me. In fact, then one day where they come out and attack me, they are pretending that they don't know what is gratitude. You have to be very careful. Ungratefulness is something where one of the worst sins. But make somebody like me don't stand up so firmly for this party since 2018. Make so many enemies because of the stance we take for make sure that the APC is not demonized. And then you see the party not stand by me. And una they make an like say na joke, stop it. God no like ungratefulness. I not go on for come back again to this topic. Other than for just telling us, if one single press statement me day signed or with somebody's name from the APC and issued, produce them. If you do that, I'll be the first person who will apologize. But I know what I went through and I know the betrayal. Will not provoke me. Now, apart from the issue of this lack of support, I see there's another thing they float when I for tell people then say me na SLPP. I'm not gonna waste time on that. Let me make it clear. SLPP, I don't want to attend even the zonal party meeting, let alone constituency, let alone district or then convention. One day I'm alive. I have never attended an SLPP meeting. I have never applied for SLPP membership. I have never been a member of the SLPP. And that picture on the float, say, look, Sylvia, the campaign for Solomon Berwa, that is a picture on the day of elections where you actually sit and cut the bottom side because they don't want for show sign, me journalist name tag, Eng, with me neck identification. That was on the day Solomon Berwa was going to vote at Wilberforce. So that issue of, say, look, CVR campaigning for SAPP, it is not true. I was never a member of the SAPP. Yes, Uncle Solo was my next door neighbor when I did grow up. And I will ever be ungrateful to him. Naomi, the drive, we go school now, and it was school. It was our neighbor at Juba Hill. So I'm not going to say I don't know Uncle Solo, but to say that I was SAPP or I was campaigning for SAPP in a lie. Una more when at the APC grassroots now, una then they try for give una this wrong information about me, just for misleading and say, this woman, I mean, SIPP, I have never been a member of the SIPP. Finally, then saying that because they old me, make I begin talk. No, not true. If una they observe carefully, anytime they old somebody, I've been speaking out about the silence of the APC. And to me, it's not, it's just part of me. That is me. I cannot sit and watch people you know, in distress, especially people who are supposed to be my comrades, and nobody seems to care. I will speak, and that honesty is what I have been doing. So it is wrong for people then for saying that now I begin for talk. Now make a push more parable. Then several person they sleep deep sleep, they enjoy the dream. It is inside room, it enjoy the dream, deep sleep, fire catch inside room. Then you run go inside the room, you go knock knock and for wake up because you fire don't come inside the room. In the sleep, in the dream. When you go for wake up, the way you wake and force, it is vexed by you. Because that man don't find sleep. They don't find dream, then you go knock knock and you wake up. In force reaction, it is vexed by you. Now when you don't wake, find out when the sleep don't come on and yai. When you look, you see the fire inside the room. Now they say, hey, thank you, you wake me, oh, large, you learn, something for dying, sire. Comrades all, the APC right now, fire. Fire. And they repeat, fire. They round we. With a sleep. Fine sleep. With a dream. Fine dream. That dream now, 2023. We all want that dream day. 2023 APC State House. Fine dream. The fire with the round right now. It's very, very serious. The issue with the APC is one of we are making. I'm not going to go much into them. Other than for say last year, when I insisted I want for talk to NAC, and nobody else but NAC. After that meeting, them in done with me and NAC me yet, I was instructed to put out a statement informing comrades all and the world at large that with immediate effect, if you are blind and go there, attend NAC meetings. Comrades all, now waiting to see in terms of certain constitutional and legal issues. Where Akerugo na NAC. So important that there and then, if Allah use this opportunity for clarify, where people that they say that Anes Baikuma go put me in a NAC, or Anes Baikuma go impose me in a NAC. Let me tell you today, the resolution that was moved in NAC, that Sylvia Blyden for begin attend NAC meetings, was not moved by Anes Baikuma. It was moved by the late Batch Conte. Uncle Batch know me. He been a pure APC picking. You know, 2000, 2001, when I came to Gambia, when I'm the work for the president of Gambia, and he was there, he knows the role I was playing for the APC. So he knows I'm a pure APC picking. So now, in force move the motion, because when I showed them the danger that the party was in, due to our own making and steps that we had to take to ensure we come out of that situation, Uncle Batch and others then say, you have so much talent that you suppose for day na knack, then you the guide we. Now listen carefully. Uncle Batch moved the motion. The motion was, and then Dr. Anes Baikuma, who chaired the meeting, asked if any second that day. Several people then put up their hand for second the motion.
Now, Auntie Binta, Binta Pasheki Stevens, as we can call her, Auntie Binta, now he officially seconded the motion. As for any objections, there was no objection, and it was unanimously carried. The reason why they bring out this point is for people to understand that this was not an Ernest by Kuruma show. This was the sensitivity of Wetin Akeru Nanak, where even the APC lawyers them normally don't see them. And they're not going for talking at this audio, but they all know Wetin they talk. Even the APC lawyers, they normally don't see that thing there, that danger there. Now that make a decision was taken that Sylvia, you are talented, you for the attend NAC meetings. But I was not made a NAC member, and this is very important for people then for understand. I can only call myself a NAC member if the National Delegates Conference endorsed me. So I can remember the words of Ernest Bai Kuruma that day. It was very clear. He said, until such time as the National Delegates Conference can regularize for Dr. Blyden for being a NAC member, it is resolved, say, he could attend NAC meetings. So even though the resolution was passed for me to attend NAC meetings, I am not a member of NAC. Now, but it was so important, the analysis they want me to bring to them for C, which I will not say here on this audio. It was so important that they decided for the attend NAC meetings. Which is why now we have to ask the question as to waiting one of the audios that will come out by one lawyer, Abbess, where he's saying the information, say, which make me vex, that because they're not they call me again for attend NAC meetings. Well, he is correct. That is one of the reasons where I'm not vexed, but now one of the reasons the way they propel me or come out now in public. Because if you don't go confidentially alert me, if me don't go confidentially alert me senior comrades them about danger where they come now the party, if we not do certain things then correctly. And then I see the same people that I don't alert, when we don't say, oh, you've done such a fantastic thing for Upati, that God bless you. The same people are now they call NAC meetings. They know they call me there. I can understand NAC meeting where I'm in day in a jail, because I'm not within a jail, I expected for attend NAC meeting. But if I don't come out of jail, and I'm meant to understand, say, between the time I don't come out of jail to now, then don't call 4 NAC meetings. 4. Without ever informing me or inviting me to attend. Ladies and gentlemen of the All People's Congress, and now listen carefully. Why is the leadership refusing to invite me to attend? Why was the leadership content for me to stay in jail without them making much of a fuss? Without them making a fuss. There's no official press statement out there. Now, clearly, it all reached a situation where I need to take the issue now and alert the bigger APC community that something seems not to be transparent here. Something dangerous might be going on. Somebody who might have what he would call sword of Damocles, that is a threat hanging over his head, maybe for some international money laundering thing where he do, where then go and try for charge and for if he not do what he want. Or somebody where maybe might get a scandal we get for do with the Indian Exim Bank, where instead of no Sidani Bank, they might want to use it. Or somebody where gets issues with Anti-Corruption Commission and then say, well, this half, pay this one first, then you know, see other issues, then they hanging in the wings. Or somebody where, well, you know, the list is endless, but is it possible that this lack of transparency and this urge for ensure say severe blinding not present in a NAC meeting? Because Sylvia might go and talk the correct thing that will go guide we away from this dangerous situation where our party might legally and constitutionally find itself entangled in. Because let me ask ourselves, if you don't put so much value on me to the extent of saying I should attend NAC meetings, and then you are so quiet to the extent you're not even able to pull a published, signed press release for me, then when I don't come out of jail, you don't call 4 NAC meetings. You don't ever tell me that by coincidence I hear you say they don't call NAC meetings. I send messages there because I know they will reach you on the phone. Send text messages then say, when they call NAC meetings now, nobody not tell me. And nobody has replied back to me. I am concerned, the lack of transparency. So I am happy that they themselves in the NAC have gone out to tell people that Sylvia vexed because we're not calling for NAC meetings. But I think this is bigger than Sylvia. If the same Sylvia were, and I mean, so impressed with the alarm we are raised inside a NAC meeting, may his soul rest in peace, Uncle Bash Continue. So they praise me that day. So many of them, they praise when they show them all the legal issues. If the same NAC suddenly now they call meetings and I'm not present, nobody calls me, there has been no issue between me and them, I am worried. And I am happy that now them same one come out and tell the public through lawyer Abbas, say what makes Sylvia vex now because we're not the caller again at NAC meetings. Yes, I am not a NAC member, because I can only call myself a NAC member if the National Delegates Conference endorses me. But when I'm in pass a resolution at NAC, say Sylvia for begin attend every NAC meeting. And then Sylvia not do nothing wrong. All of a sudden, 4 meetings now, nobody has called Sylvia to attend. And we they reach a critical point with legal issues, analytical issues, which I was supposed to be involved in. And at least, according to them, give guidance in me own small way. They've cut me out of NAC. And they are taking critical decisions. And as they see that same danger of legal conundrum, what you call a conundrum, where like you don't do certain things, then now you don't get in a situation where how for legally come out, you're not able. As they see them. So for one way they vex by me what they say lack of transparency. Well, I mean just talk a normal upon that first audio 001. But this audio 002, I don't make it very clear now. Something is wrong, comrades all. Something is seriously wrong. The party is endangered legally and constitutionally. And the refusal for me, for they inside a NAC meeting, 4 times now that they take decisions, then whatever are those decisions, I don't know, because I have been cut out not to attend NAC meetings. Nobody has told me why I shouldn't attend NAC meetings. All I know is that they're holding these secret NAC meetings now, taking NAC decisions, and I'm not present. And I'm no longer in jail. Because when I was in jail, you would say, now because he didn't have jail, make we not call him. But if I'm no longer in jail and you're calling NAC meetings without calling me to attend, something is wrong. Comrades all, I know they go into much details, but when I ask we leaders them, why? Secondly, I don't hear a lot of, as I say, the audios them, a lot of them are just
flippant commentaries the way people they make. But I just want to do a short point for people to understand something. Sierra Leone, we get what we call a multi-party democracy. And a multi-party democracy, I will build up on that a little bit more in future audios, maybe 003 or 004 or 005. You know, I got for do audios, stay 0100. I got for the do Boku audios then now. Get for the release audios, get for the dialogue, and just create more awareness. But for a country for calling itself a democratic state in a democracy, you need the governing party and you need the opposition for be efficient. But in this case, we have this challenge where the opposition is not being as effective as it should be. And when that happens, with democratic credentials around the world, they drop. And the blame for that, believe you me, they're not going to say, oh, the SIPP democratic credentials have dropped. No. They're going to say Sierra Leone's democratic credentials have dropped. And when a country's democratic credentials drop, it is not just the government. Whoever is in opposition is also considered as failing. And it is important for us to grasp this part. It's very important for APC people to understand that when we democratic credentials then drop, because we not use the democratic tools, and the democratic tools include our presence in parliament, where any parliamentarian can team up at the well of parliament and say anything you want for say, nobody not able to touch him or harm him because he's in the well of parliament, very empowered entity. We get democratic institutions then, like the Human Rights Commission, the Independent Police Complaints Board, the Ombudsman's Office. We have so many independent democratic institutions that we're supposed for the regularly utilized as an opposition. Even the Sierra Leone police. There are ways the opposition can put the police under tremendous pressure to do what is correct by the people of this country. But it is not being done, and it is affecting our democratic credentials. And if this is a multi-party democracy, the main opposition party, which is my own party, the APC, will carry the blame when we democratic credentials drop. And that's the message I'm putting out. That because the leadership of the APC, for one reason or the other, understandably, cannot step up to the plate. They're not able to come and do what is expected of a democratic opposition. For whatever reasons, it affects the country. And when it don't affect the country now, the last thing we need, the loss of lives, bloodshed, and any form of violence. So whatever might be the motivation for anybody for come out and call on people them, say for remove somebody for go, this president should go, Madabio should go. When you do that, it means you bring further instability. And unfortunately, when that happens, the main opposition party stands to benefit, whether you like it or not. So it is important for the main opposition party for ensure that then your followers, then your members not jump on board such an undemocratic call. And that is the reason why, as I'm telling another audio, I don't really plan for pull the audio on that day. Now, when I listen to the call of people say we can repeat what happened in Mali, and I remember watching this video of the funeral in Makeni. There was this lady, this image, it haunts me. She was standing in front of the Makeni clock tower. And two other women in Olam. And he opened his mouth, they see the emotions that woman in face. And she fell down. Obviously, one of the people that will die being very close to this woman. We don't bury two of them people then, they four more than body. Still they're not yet buried.
And they are Muslims, according to what I understand. I for keep a Muslim in body for over 1 month now. Over 1 month, they're not buried yet. Collectively, it's an indictment on us as a nation. We cannot even manage forget the four people buried. And yet, rather than using democratic institutions, we still have people being misguided that further instability is the way forward. Instead of using the democratic institutions, the democratic tools, it was incumbent on me, and it is incumbent on me, and I will continue to do it, to make a call to counter any such attempt. For see again a face like the face of that woman in that video. Sierra Leone deserves better, and I will continue for call on all APC comrades that with leadership they don't do well for we in the past. But as it is right now, the way democracy is supposed to function as a multi-party democracy is not functioning in that way. And it's an indictment on all of us as a nation. And one of the best ways for me to save with democratic credentials and for the leadership for emulate what they happen in other countries them. Not for go far away, go say America or England and they far away, then they practice pure democracy. Just go to Nigeria or Ghana or South Africa and watch the effectiveness of the opposition leadership. We don't have it here in Sierra Leone. And it's because our leaders are hampered. Our opposition leadership is hampered. Then they vex by me now. But they know inside their heart of heart, see what they are telling that is true. Especially former President Nkrumah. What we want for him now is away from the partisan leadership of the APC. He has to go. He has to go away from the partisan leadership so that we can have a pure, effective democracy where whoever is at the helm, not get for being afraid, say it will get bad name to in colleague heads of state them by how it is doing in partisan politics. We need an effective opposition that can use the democratic institutions properly. So, as I said, this is audio number 002. And audio number 003 will be subsequently released because this is a dialogue that is going to continue. Most of it is going to be aimed at my own party, the APC, trying to guide the APC so that Sierra Leone can really enjoy multi-party democracy where now we own party bring and come. And let me use this opportunity for also reassure people them, say, not to any Wamat talk at all. No. my focus is bigger than Wamat. Very, very focused. All the one way they threaten me, cause mommy calls, we will do this, we will do that. I'm not shaking. I don't shake myself. I'm very focused. I mean, I say, when I wait for audio 003, this is not audio 002. I'm very focused, and I believe those who believe in me know. So, waiting Sylvia don't stand for all these years, not will suddenly just change. So, I want to rest assured on our minds that this dialogue is going to continue. Sierra Leone's democracy must succeed. Let God bless we all.